Welcome back. I'm Guru Catherine, Dr. Catherine Messagey, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about a question I got recently that this is such a great question. How should I put my writing on chain? We're talking about blogs, books, articles, even just random thoughts. Why would you want to register that to the blockchain? And actually how to do it? Which apps should you go use and in what order? Because you've got options, and this is really cool. So if you like to write, whether it's just social media posts, just sort of putting your thoughts out there in very short form, whether it's articles you've written, blog posts you've written, whether it's entire books that you've written, registering your intellectual property, registering your writing to the chain is a way of getting that time-stamped truth permanently that this was your creation. Because when you register something to the chain, what you're getting is not only a timestamp, but a hash of the text, in this case, text. And that hash of the text is your proof that that was your writing. Why? Because if somebody takes your article, changes a few words, and calls it their own, it's going to have a different hash, right? If anybody changes it, the hash will change. And it's a proof that it was changed. This is why people love putting contracts on chain. Because if anything about that contract changed, the hash changes. And you know it was tampered with. So it's a great indicator to know what the original condition of the text was when you wrote it. And it gives you credit to your account that you are the one who wrote it. So it's, I'm the one who wrote it. This was the time and date that I registered it. And this was the proof of the original text that I wrote. That's what you get when you put your books, articles, blogs, tweets on chain. So that's why you would want to do it. But how do you do it? So you've got some pretty cool options. If it is short form, I'm going to break this into two parts. Short form, I would say less than 300 characters. Tweet size, small tweet size. Then I would go to social, and I would stick with social on that. So I would go to Geode Social and put out your social posts on social. Those get written to the chain automatically, credited to your account. The text is hashed and it's permanent. Nobody can delete it. Not even you. So be careful what you post. Nobody can delete it. It's permanently on chain. It's forever. It cannot be censored. It cannot be removed. And it's registered to you immediately. So for short form, less than 300 characters, I would use Geode Social and I would put out your writing that way. That's also great for sort of initial thoughts, initial ideas, initial invention concepts, things like that, anything short. When it gets longer, whether it's a blog or it's a more formal article or it's an entire book, the first thing I would do is go over to the Life and Work app and I would register it as intellectual property. So take your article or your blog or your book and create a PDF file from it. And you're going to take that PDF and you're going to register that as your intellectual property. So when you go over to Life and Work, you're going to make a claim of intellectual property. It's going to bring up a form where you can upload that PDF. Now, what it's going to do is it's not actually going to store that PDF on the chain. It's going to hash it and store the hash. That's the fingerprint of what you wrote. It's the fingerprint that says this is the condition of the original text and cannot be tampered with. So it's going to store the hash on chain, and then you can put a link if you want people to be able to find it publicly, or you just keep that PDF for yourself and keep track of what that hash was. So it's going to register that writing to the chain, crediting your account for it. And then other people can come along and endorse the fact that you were the one who wrote it. And that gives extra credibility that this was your creation. So I would start there in the Life and Work app, registering that as intellectual property and asking your friends to come and endorse the authenticity that it was indeed you who wrote that. The next thing I would do, though, while you might break it up into little pieces and put it on social as posts, But you might also think about going over to Market and offering that article, that blog, that book as a digital download, as a paid digital download in the Geode Market app. So I've done all of this with my favorite book that I've written, my big red book, Purna Asati, which is the guide through how to guide yourself through the 12 stages of your sort of psychological evolution. I took that book and I registered it as intellectual property in the Life and Work app. And then I went over to Market and I put it as a digital download available for purchase. And so in that way, people can then buy it as a digital download. It shows up in their Marketplace app under their digital downloads. They can see it there. They can grab the link and download it and enjoy it. So I would register it to the chain using the Life and Work app as intellectual property, and then I would go sell it in the Marketplace. And then I would take little snippets and I would put it out on Geode Social. You might even consider starting up a newsletter in private messaging on Geode. So in the private messaging app, yes, you can message with one other person. You can message with a group, but you can also put out a newsletter. So you might also put out a newsletter with your writing. You could even charge for access to your newsletter if you wanted to. You could set that up. You could put that in the Marketplace. You could offer for sale access to your newsletter. You could do that. Especially if you have something that's recurring writing, if you're writing continually, right? If that's more appropriate for blogs or articles rather than books. But you may have blogs and articles associated with your book where you continue to expand on the idea. Like I had the big red book, Purna Asati, and then I expanded out on that idea with 5 more books about how it applied to different things like business and money and the world and things like that. So I would consider all of those. So definitely register your intellectual property if it's over 300 characters. Register that in the Life and Work app. That's a baseline action to take. Then consider, is this kind of content, do you prefer to post snippets on social, put out a newsletter on, or even a group chat, on private messaging, or sell it over in the Marketplace? And you can also sell in different forms, sell access to your newsletter, or sell the book as a digital download, or sell articles. You tell me what is the best way. So I would kind of do a little bit of all of that is what I would do. If you're the type of person where all your content is very short, less than 300 characters, you could even eventually conglomerate your social posts into a longer blog or article or even book that you might do this with. So that's what I would do. There's so much you can do, oh my gosh, for the creators in this world. And the same goes if you're creating art, if you're creating apps, if you're creating videos. You can do something similar with all of that. So enjoy. Let me know what questions you have. If you don't have a Geode account yet, you better go make one. I'll make sure that my referral link is in the show notes along with this video so you can go make a Geode app and get started on all of this and start living your life on chain. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you around.